In fact, one of my ancestors, Juan Esteban Trujillo, shot a horse wrangler who was coming through here from El Rio Puerco with a herd of horses. He pastured them over there in Barranco. And since in those days there weren't any barbed wire fences, there were fences, but a horse could go through them. And it was probably during that time of the season where the stubble becomes available to anybody with his sheep, because if the Indians here at Abiquiu finished raising their corn, well, the stubble of the corn was good for the animal, and you don't take it off the ground. And so this man happened to come by with his horses, and his only complaint was the following day was that he found his horses had moved across a flooded river to the other side, on the north side of the river, and he thought that Jesús te favorezca y el diablo te aborrezca. And, well, Diego Vázquez Borrego was the sheep wrangler, the horse wrangler, mm-hmm. in 1763. He found his herd across the river. And he accosted my ancestor and accused him of having chased them across the flooded river. And my ancestor, Juan Esteban, denied it. Well, words led to words, and my ancestor, by testimony of several witnesses, turned to leave, and the man promptly hit him with his own shovel on his back. So my ancestor went to his house, retrieved his bow and arrow, and crossed them with it. The man survived. He was taken to a doctor in Oncaliente. There were doctors in those days here too. But Juan Esteban took refuge in the church and remained there for 2 weeks. They convinced him to leave, and he was taken to Santa Cruz de la Cañada, where one of the alcaldes testified. The man was guilty. But Pedro Fermín de Mendinueta, the governor at the time, said that he needed this fellow here at Abiquiu in the army much more than he needed him in some juzgado somewhere. And generally these things were taken care of. You were put into somebody's plaza to do service. If there were juzgados, were not only the places where you stayed behind lock and key, but also the court system was called the juzgado. So Juan Esteban Trujillo returned and promptly had 7 sons and daughters, maybe even as many as 8 and 9, and so I am from there.